Emergency War Surgery. Emergency War Surgery, 4th United States Revision. Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 14. 1. What percentage of all combat casualties in Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom have sustained injuries to the eye? 6%. 2. What indicates an open globe if it is presenting on the surface of the eye? Dark uveal tissue. 3. Within how many hours should patients with an open globe be scheduled for an urgent referral to an ophthalmologist with surgical capabilities? 24 to 48. 4. What should mustard eye injuries be treated with to provide lubrication and minimal antibacterial effects? Ophthalmic ointments. 5. Which type of ophthalmic ointment should be used to treat nerve agent ocular symptoms? 1% atropine sulfate. 6. What can be helpful for reducing photophobia? Sunglasses. 7. Small ocular abrasions will normally heal in how many days? 1 to 4. 8. How many times per day must all corneal abrasions be checked until healing is complete to ensure the abrasion has not been complicated by secondary infections? 1. 9. Patients with hyphemia must not perform any strenuous activity or read for how many days? 7. 10. Which type of eye injuries are most commonly caused by battlefield lasers? Retinal. 11. What is the primary symptom of laser injury? Loss of vision. 12. Sympathetic ophthalmia is a condition that may result in loss of vision in the fellow eye if a severely traumatized, non-seeing eye is not removed. However, it rarely develops prior to how many days after an injury? 21. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.